Carmelo Anthony. Now, I swear to you, when I saw that Melo retired, and I saw it on social media this afternoon, as I was getting ready for my day, and you wake up, check the news or whatever, I see these posts about Carmelo Anthony retiring. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, Carmelo Anthony's not retired? When did he, like, when was he last playing? I thought for sure, I mean, I know he went to play for the Blazers not too long ago, but I thought he was already retired. And I knew immediately that this was going to cause a problem. It's not because I don't like Carmelo Anthony, because I do like Carmelo Anthony. Seems like a great dude. Like, I'd want to go hang with Carmelo Anthony, whether it's to watch a Knicks game, whether it's to just go out and have a drink, whatever. Like, Melo seems like a down-to-earth, fun dude. And I have great respect for what he did with Syracuse. I have great respect for what he did in the NBA as a scorer. However, he is not an all-time great Knick. And here's the problem. So Melo now announces his retirement, and this off the heels of, or on the heels? Is it off or on the heels? Whatever. This after, this following, Melo making an appearance during the Knicks postseason, getting a huge ovation from the crowd. And to me, it felt like his ovation was better than the ovation for Patrick Ewing. Now, that should be, I mean, that's just unacceptable. That should never happen. And I get that there are a lot of bing-bongers out there who love Carmelo because they didn't really watch Ewing or the 90s Knicks. But the idea that Carmelo should be celebrated as some great Knick or some legendary Knick, he's not. I'm sorry, he's not. That is not my opinion. That is a fact. He is not a great Knick. Fact. Not opinion. Sometimes we have to decipher between opinion and fact. But in this case, I really believe it's a fact. He's not an all-time great Knick. Great player who happened to be a Knick for a certain period of time. He was not a Knicks legend. And I know what's coming. And this is what bothers me. The talk of retiring Melo's number. It's going to happen. The day, mark this down. The day Carmelo Anthony has his number raised to the Garden rafters is the day I retire as a Knicks fan. I am done with this organization if they hang up Carmelo's number 7. Do you know why? It has nothing to do with Carmelo Anthony, as a matter of fact. Nothing to do with Carmelo. It has to do with the others that have been hung up there before him, specifically number 33. There's no way. I watched them both. I don't want to speak to the guys before that, Reed or Clyde or Bradley, whatever. I can't speak to that. I can speak to Patrick Ewing. I saw it. I lived through it. Same with Melo. There's no way you can tell me that Carmelo Anthony deserves the same honor that Patrick Ewing does. There's no freaking way. Like, not even close. Not even close. Matter of fact, I'll take it a step further. Melo doesn't have his number deserve to have his number retired more so than Charles Oakley, John Starks. I mean, we went over it a couple of weeks ago where I'd rank Melo as far as great Knicks go. And you know, jersey retirement is a whole different story. Melo was, I think, he just got in the top 20. I think I got to 16 or 17 Knicks that I thought were all-time Knicks better than Carmelo Anthony. Not counting the pre-90s. I think I only counted from the 90s on. You know, because I saw them. So for me, it's unfair to go back and talk about the other guys and in comparison to Carmelo. So we're only going based on the 90s Knicks moving forward. And Carmelo just got in the top 20. You want to talk about numbers being retired? I mean, come on now. Carmelo Anthony is nowhere near. Nowhere. And again, this is not anti-Melo. I like Melo. Nice dude. Baller. Did some good things with the Knicks. Some good things. Number retired? The problem, the reason why I'm getting so mad is because I know what's going to happen. I know Dolan is going to do it. And I can't stand the thought of it. It's been in the works for years. Talking about, oh, what an honor that would be. And Melo thinks he's an all-time great Knick. Bing Bonger Knick fans think Carmelo is an all-time great Knick. I'm telling you, he's not. And there's no way. It is disrespectful to the big fella. It's disrespectful to Patrick if you hang Melo's jersey number up next to his. Congratulations on a great career. Best of luck to your son. I love his son. I love Lala. Like I watched their reality show, Lala's reality show. I'm a big fan of the Melos. I do not want to see Carmelo Anthony's number retired. He doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it. End of story. Doesn't deserve it. The next number that might go up there would be number 11. And that's going to be a while before that's a serious consideration. But to me, that might be somebody one day down the road that might be worth it. Not Carmelo Anthony. Rosie, you have something to say on this?
Two things. One, the amount of reality TV you watch, specifically with the Real Housewives Vanderpump universe solar system.
Although I watched Lala, her reality show, when I was single. I was always into that stuff.
That's crazy, man. Well, I still watch Survivor, but that's Survivor. No.
Lala I like because I remember growing up watching her on MTV. Sure. She was a VJ, MTV yes. VJ, I believe.
Yeah. The second thing pertinent to this conversation is I think the reason why the Melo strikes such a chord with everyone is the way Patrick is to you, that's what Melo is to that generation.
Correct.
And I think that's, and people kind of forget that to people who grew up in the 2000s, Melo was it for them.
Right.
They didn't. The Knicks were so bad.
Right,
it was
but the difference is, Rosie, Ewing actually won. That's the difference. Ewing was a star player on a team that was always in the playoffs, on a team that gave everything they got, on a team that made it to the finals twice. He actually won for a full decade plus. He was the franchise. He was the leader. Carmelo did none of that. What, he got him to one playoff round, a win?
And I think Melo fans would say, in reality, both didn't win a title, which is what they're graded on.
Right, and I'm telling you that as somebody who lived through Patrick Ewing's career, watching that team, a superstar who gave his all night in, night out, who was the guy every single night, he was a warrior. It's not even comparable. It's insulting to even bring it up. Do you understand that? Do you understand how insulting it is to Patrick? This is not me hating Melo. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm the same guy. And I'm telling you, if you don't know, if you're a big monger, it is insulting to bring up Carmelo Anthony's name in the same vein as Patrick Ewing. It's insulting. I'm trying to think of the baseball equivalent. There's got to be some good ones, baseball equivalents. But it's beyond insulting. You're talking about hanging his number in the garden rafters? No way.
What about A-Rod on the Yankees?
No. I don't know if I even think that that's a good cop.
Okay, I'm trying to think one off the top of my head.
No, I know. So. That's fine. But A-Rod, it's different. I mean, maybe we did this already because I feel like other people were I don't know why Willie Mays. Maybe Evan and I did this. A while back, now that I think about it, we're trying to come up with a comment.
What about DeGrom? Or Wright? Reyes?
It would be, here's one with DeGrom. It would be like the Rangers retiring DeGrom's number, potentially, or comparing him to Nolan Ryan. But it's a little different, too, because Nolan was individual success as opposed to team success. But at least we're getting closer to where, you know, I think we need to be. I don't know if there is a great comp. I'd have to give it a little more thought. I just know this is a freaking fact. You cannot compare. Ask anybody. I wish I could get Jeff Van Gundy on the phone. Or Tibbs. Ask those guys. I watched it from afar as a fan, but even I know. Those guys who were there saw the work Ewing put in as a leader.
I'll text Jeff. He's in L.A. right now. Oh, it's almost halftime.
And nobody would give you the truth anyway because he doesn't want to be insulting to Carmelo. And I know I'm coming across as I'm insulting Carmelo. That's not the goal. I'm not trying to knock Carmelo Anthony. But when you talk about retiring his number, come on now. It's insulting to the work that Ewing put in. And I'd put Oakley and Starks in those rafters before I would. You know, Starks would be similar to Graves. Adam Graves going up for the Rangers. If the Knicks won a championship in 94, 93, 94, I think you'd probably have, I don't know about Oakley, and especially now, but you should have Oakley and Starks to go along with him. But since they didn't win, it's only Ewing. And by the way, if I'm being fair, as much as I love Starks and Oakley, they don't compare to Patrick Ewing. At least they put in the energy and effort and passion that Ewing did. The difference is Ewing is an all-world superstar. So I could understand why those guys didn't have their jersey retired. That's fine. You know, Graves is not on the level of Mark Messier, and I loved Adam Graves. But come on, he's not on Messier's level or Leach or Richter. But you want to extend it a little bit? Fine. That would have been Oakley and Starks. Carmelo? Come on now.